Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. What ammunition? Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Help keep the truth online. Be sure to give your host a few stars and smiles during the course of the podcast. Say a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray this wonderful June meteorological summer that the weather be fine and spirits be high, and we can all get out and be safe by your side, walking the streets once again. Stay with us, stay with our families, our friends, our brethren, and all true believers. And dear Lord, please stay by those who don't believe as well. Pray for their souls and pray that they come back to your heavenly glory. We pray these things in your glorious name. Amen. So, shout out to our patrons, pretty much unchanged since last week. Lisa, Reverend Dave, we've got Alicia and Catherine, regulars that help us out. Thank you. We thank you. And thank you to our fine listeners who come by, who give us credit for the time we spend preparing these great shows. Please check out EA Media on Podbean. There's a lot of new hosts, a lot of new topics. And two new women with great shows. So please support all our hosts. Additionally, if you could, please tell your friends about us. We need everybody to hear the truth. Please share our stories, our archives, and the Podbean site in general. The more the merrier. Everybody should be aware of what's going on at all times. So I was questioned about my title by a couple of people. And it's really quite appropriate. We're going to go over that in a minute, as to where the title came from and what the whole story is. But the show is going to be about intentional, unknown and unseen nefarious acts by the governments of the world, including the United States of America. And it starts on the topic of ammunition. I once saw a Spanish movie, and they were fighting out in World War II, out in the battlefield. One man looks at the other, and he goes, "Hey, pass the ammunition, all out, pass the ammunition." That's part of where the ammunition comes from. For those who don't know, ammunición is the Spanish for ammunition. The other fellow looked back at him. He goes, oh, hands him a box that looks like an ammunition box. The other one opens it up. He goes, Where's the ammunition? The box was filled with cigarettes. The other one looks back at him. He says, no ammunition. Ammunition taken by government. They said we wouldn't have to fight. As the shells were lopping them and the infantry was coming at them, the government said they didn't need it. In Vietnam, the government told our forces to go in with their arms with no ammunition. They weren't going to need it. They weren't going to fight. Now, what good is a gun with no ammunition? Then there's the great song, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, done by several people in the early 1900s. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all be free. Then there's the examination of John Morgan and Halley's Dalston of the town of Galway before the first interrogatory saith that Robert Clark brought a ship into port at Leyden as she hath heard with salt and brought some ammunition along with her. Then further the month of March, the second inter, she saith that John Turner sent ammunition into the fort as she had heard. To the third, she saith that Robert Clark and Mr. Turner, by whom she not knoweth not, brought ammunition. To the fifth, she saith that Kirwan and several others surprised a ship going to several boats. To the sixth, she saith she heard that several persons were murdered in said ship, but whom she knoweth none that were murdered. A ship not intended to carry ammunition. And the murders turned out to be self-defense for a pirated attempt. So what have we heard from our federal government? What have we heard from the Biden administration? What have we heard from the Democrat left and the deep state operatives? What is the plan? The plan was first to eliminate guns. They want to get rid of the guns. They want to get rid of the AR-15 weapons of war. By the way, how many of you know the AR-15 was never intended for war? When it first came out, and Colt actually was the initial original designer, it was designed as a hunting rifle. Never saw a war. The war, they were using the M16s and other rifles, but they never used an AR-15. Never used in battle. Never bought by the military. Then they want to eliminate, they want to reduce magazine sizes. How about reducing the stupid people out there that are brain dead? They're using guns that shouldn't be using them. How about putting people in jail or putting them in houses to cure their mental illness like we used to? Yeah, they let them all out back in the 70s, saving money. They shut down all the insane asylums in New York, California, Chicago. And that's when the murder rates started going up and the use of weapons started going up. So then they said, the latest thing now is they want to make you have a license to carry a firearm, and they're going to charge a ton of money for it. And it's going to be an annual renewal. This is what they want to do. But guess what? You still got the gun. So now what they want to do is they want to eliminate the ammunition. They want to tax the ammunition 3 or 4 times what you're actually going to pay for the ammunition. They want to put tax on for that much. So a $20 box of ammunition would cost you $100. But they've done one better. Let's look deeper at what's going on. I don't know how many of you out there own weapons or own firearms, I should say. But I have several. Always best to be prepared. And I went out the other day. We were making a trip down to Memorial Day picnic, barbecue. And I stopped the sporting goods store. And I looked around, and the shelves were empty. Big sign says, all the new ammunition's up front. For one box of ammunition. So I asked the fellow, I said, do you got any, where's that new ammunition? He goes, oh, you got to get here before 9:30 in the morning. Because it'll be all gone by 9:45. He goes, you better bring a hard hat, too. Not one box of ammunition, not one bullet, not one shotgun shell, not an antique firearm bullet, not a black powder ball to be had. I want you to think about that. Then I went on the internet, 30 websites I went to that all carry ammunition. That's what they sell is ammunition, sold out. Put your name on the waiting list. Then I called around locally, sold out. The shelves are stocked with guns. Not a single bullet to be found. Now they say there's 6 million more people and during the course of the pandemic purchased firearms. You figure on the average, each person that's using the weapon for self-defense is probably going to buy maybe 2 boxes of ammunition, maybe 4 tops if they want to do some practicing. Most people buy firearms, sadly, don't go out and practice. They figure they're going to stick the bullets in and pull the trigger. Doesn't quite work that way. So you figure maybe it's an extra 20 million rounds of ammunition. They always have a stockpile in excess of 10 or 15 million. Plus, you've got new old stock. Not a single round. And they say that the new firearms owners are the reason for the bullet shortage. Smoke and mirrors, folks. Lying politicians, evil, mean, critical of our beliefs and our Second Amendment. Anybody got an idea why there's no ammunition? Why the French, the Germans, the Italians, the Japanese, no one in the entire world has ammunition for purchase. Folks, that doesn't happen. These plants are so prepped to gear up for the manufacture of ammunition. There's no way. Yeah, you might have the shelves short, but they're not going to be totally, completely empty of every ammunition, including ones that are scarcely used, including ones for antique weapons. Thank you, Marilyn. And yes, control, Joanne, control. That's what it is. But it's more than control. Who's controlling it? Department of Defense doesn't want to admit it, but the last time we had a situation that was similar to this when guess who, Joe Biden, then Senator Joe Biden, banned weapons of assault in the 1990s, and the ammunition ran out. Oh, they're stockpiling. No, it was found out later that the military and Department of Defense was buying all the stock from the munitions makers and burning it. You know, look at some of the departments. If you look at the record, and it's a historical record that you can find, the United States Coast Guard had an order, the Coast Guard. There are other departments, the FBI, CIA. The Coast Guard is an easy one to find records on, and I have some connections myself. bought 15 million rounds of ammunition. 15 million rounds of ammunition. But they require less than a million rounds as a backup resource. They're not a military unit. Where'd the rest of that ammunition go? You know, and they destroy it, just like they destroyed, you know, the question that mentioned in my little notes that come up here of my listeners about burning. They burn things because they want them to not to ever be used. If they fired the ammunition or the ammunition was left laying around, somebody would take it home with them and use it for their personal use. Or they could reload it. If they fired it, you'd have casings that could be reloaded. Burning destroys everything. That's why they burn weapons. They burn guns that are turned in. So they've done their job, folks. They've done their job. They're letting us have our firearms. You know, the Second Amendment guarantees our right to own firearms. Guarantees it. Shall not be questioned. Nope, we're not being questioned. Here's your guns. But guess what? There's absolutely no constitutional right to own the ammunition that goes in those guns, folks. What good is a gun without ammunition? Someone needs to find out where that ammunition is going, because it's not going into my pocket. It's not going into my friends' pockets. It's not going into the hunters in the field who are wondering where their ammunition is to go hunting. Why would you buy all the 12-gauge slugs and 10-gauge slugs? Come on, it's not buck season. You can't shoot birds with slugs. All the ammunition. That's what's so weird about it. We need to find the path. We need to find that loss, because they're coming at us with a vengeance. Their goal is to disarm us, to make us incapable of defending ourselves. And nobody's questioning where the ammunition went. And that's a very important thing, because that's our Second Amendment right to have firearms. And they're going through the back door and stealing the ammunition. That's something to be seriously concerned about. That's a question to write your congressmen and women. That's a question to write to Joe Biden. Ask him where ammunition is. And when you look at the control of supplies, there's so much silliness going on. They're saying, oh, it's the manufacturing was reduced. And yet during the entire pandemic, there was plenty of ammunition on the shelves. There was plenty of toilet paper. They found it from other sources. You know, there's a lot of military ammunition that's of the same caliber that we use as civilians and can be repackaged into the same boxes for civilian ammunition. Why is there a shortage? Why is the Coast Guard buying tons of ammunition? I forget who it was in the 1990s, which there were two departments. I know one was the FBI that bought 15 or 20 million more rounds than normal to stockpile it. And the shelves were empty back then too for almost 2 years. Where's it headed? What are they thinking? You know, that's the other thing too. You know, a $17 box of 50 rounds of 38 automatic. Costs almost between 50 and 100 bucks now, if you can find it. You know, that's a typical comment that you better not run because I only get one shot. You're only worth one shot at $2 at $2 a cartridge. It makes no sense because no one's talking about it. It makes sense what they're doing, but it makes no sense because no one's talking about it. All they're talking about is what they're going to do with the guns. You notice I haven't been talking much about the guns anymore because they know you can't get the ammunition for them. Now, how does that relate? You know, to past history. Let's look at the past. What's the first thing that military does when it goes into a country that they're at war with? Very first thing, think of Iran, think of Iraq when we had the issues. Think of Afghanistan. What's the first thing they aim for? They blow the munitions dumps. So now you've got planes, you've got armament, you got infantry. They've all got weapons of mass destruction and weapons of war. Not a single piece of ammunition for them. That's why they do that. What's a game plan? Same game plan as war. We're at war, folks. We are truly at war. It's good against evil. It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's not deep state versus us. It's good against evil. Is it the great revelation? I don't know. Some people say it is. They've been saying that for the last 2,000 years, though. Whatever it is, though, it is evil. It's good against evil. And as citizens of the United States of America, we need to defend our Constitution. We need to defend our freedom of speech and our freedom of religion, or we're going to lose it. But people are starting to wake up slowly. I've seen a lot of great things being discussed and a lot of great plans. And I think that good will eventually win because people realize just how bad the evil is. And the funny thing is, it really ends up being a handful of loudmouths, you know, atheist loudmouths, far left followers of CNBC, ABC, NBC, CNN. You know, we had a great rally out here last Saturday. I couldn't make it because I was at an event. But over 300 people in our little town, the little town of Bloomsburg down the street for We the People, Columbia County, Pennsylvania, stood up for what was right, stood up for God, stood up for our Constitution and our nation. And it was a peaceful march. 2 mile march to the spout at the center of town and a handful of speeches. I was shocked. The local newspaper, normally very critical of these sort of things, did a very good review of it. And then came the far left liberals with their attacks on this thing. About how these people are evil. They're Trumpsters. They're communists. They want their guns. They want their God. They should all be shot. They should all be imprisoned. Sedition. Couldn't believe it. And these people wrote this article. There was one they put in an editorial and a couple that came later. And they wrote this thing before this march ever occurred. They wrote this thing without ever going to one of the meetings. Why would you do that? What kind of humanity is that? What kind of evil, horrible, miserable people would knock something, trash something, and talk about something they've never seen or heard or even seen how they react or who they are? Why would you do something like that? What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with the world? You know, you may not like Trump. You may not like Biden. But you at least deserve to be heard. You know, even the far left, even the deep state, everyone should be heard. We should be sitting together and talking about things. We should know who we are. And it can be done. You know, I had a great meeting. I might have mentioned on a previous podcast, but you know, I'm definitely a somewhat moderate, but fairly conservative Republican. What I class myself as, because the Republican Party has most of my values at heart. But I'll go to a meeting with Democrats, libertarians, atheists. I'll go to any meeting to hear what these other people have to say and to debate that with them. And I've never been thrown out of one of their meetings. I've never gotten loud or noisy. We've had some great conversations. We've agreed on some points and disagreed on others. It can be done, folks. That's what we need to start doing. You know, I always like the statement everybody makes, what would Jesus do? And you think about it. You know, when he was walking along and preaching, and even when he was being carried to his, you know, death, ultimate death on the cross, he forgave those who were lashing at him. They forgave those who were going after him. He understood who they were and why they were doing that. And sometimes you've got to be a martyr for your cause. But you got to listen. You can't be one-sided. I hear so many conservatives or so-called conservatives coming down and talking about, you know, capitalism and about, you know, free market economy. But nobody discusses what these things are. We don't have a free market economy. When you have multinational corporations running every product in the entire world, when all of the American companies are based overseas, when they have satellite offices in the United States and claim to reside here, made in the United States from Chinese parts. What's with that? You know, the conservatives have become insane. They're too stupid to sit down and analyze what's actually going on. Oh, you know what Joe Biden just said? I don't know if you heard this one. This is a good one. He's decided not to tax the corporations, not to increase the corporate tax. Guess who got to him? Guess what? Guess who's realized that people are starting to turn against him and against the left? Oh, he's only going to tax the corporations that aren't paying taxes for whatever reason. Hey, isn't that a great idea? Think about it. If you have a company, you want to say we're an American company. And then you take all your work overseas. Don't you think that work should be taxed? Don't you think you should be getting payroll tax on those employees in the United States, business tax on the business that's been stationed overseas? Don't you think the corporate executives who are working out of foreign offices should be paying U.S. taxes? I think that's fair. If I have to pay tax, why shouldn't they? If you have to pay tax, why shouldn't they? Don't just keep jacking the tax up on the few corporations and the few billionaires that happen to actually pay taxes. That's how you destroy the economy, because those people are the ones that are bringing new businesses in. They're the ones that are providing the jobs for you Americans. But get the ones out there that are not paying tax at all, or moving everything overseas to pay their taxes. Corporate greed. Corporate greed is what it's all about. Corporate greed is why Remington will sell 15 million pieces of ammunition to the Coast Guard. Guess what? It's good for them. Their stock's going up. They're selling tons of ammunition. Nobody's buying it because it's all getting burned or stashed. But they're making tons of money. Why not divert that to the sporting goods stores and the rifle shops, the gun shops? That's too much work. You got to get 1,000 gun shops, and you got one government department buying the same amount of ammunition. Corporate greed, folks. Corporate greed is what makes capitalism fail in the United States. Corporate greed is what makes the free market fail. Now, years ago, we had limits on corporate mergers and on monopolies. We had a sort of a free market for a long time. In fact, if you look at all the old statistics, nothing bad happened to the economy. Nothing terrible happened until about 1972, when Richard Nixon first pulled us off the gold standard, the worldwide gold standard. And then later in the early 1980s, they stopped breaking monopolies up. Now look at the charts. The billionaires were becoming trillionaires. Mega corporations are merging. I could tell you the tale of my company, but we'll pull a different one. These companies are buying every little company in existence. And then jacking the prices up because guess what? There's no more competition. Doubling, tripling the price. Look at eggs or chickens. 90% of eggs and chickens come from corporate mega farms. The corporate mega farms that destroy the environment, pollute the rivers, take jobs away from farmers, shut down local farmers. Take a look at cable companies. Cable companies who now own the content as well as the wire that's going. You know, there's ways for everyone to make money and make it good for the individuals. Why should people have to get 10 different subscriptions to television rather than one subscription that's where the cost is shared and the profits are split amongst the creators? Because the problem is that the pipeline is owned by the cable companies. And the content providers are owned by them. They can charge what they want and do what they want. And you got no say whatsoever. All because of corporate greed. Corporations are doing extremely well. And what they're doing now, too, here's another great thing. Go look at your grocery store and look at the items on the shelves and keep an eye on them. You'll see that items that aren't extremely fast movers suddenly disappear. Because they don't want what they call lost leaders. They don't want a handful of people that happen to really like something, whatever it might, that something might be, to have that. Go on eBay and start and do a search for pretty much anything. Camera, chair, wedding ring. I don't care what it is. And you'll see that all the products are identical at any given time. Put in chainsaw. The same three chainsaws will come up from the same mega corporations who have 100 different sub names that they do business under. All based on this same fact that the corporations who have control over the supply chain are not working in the consumer's best interest. Hence the ammunition shortage. We are sold. Our souls, our hearts, our bodies are sold to the highest bidder. That's another interesting thing I just heard that I didn't even realize, that people are donating. This is a little bit off topic, but people are donating their bodies when they die to science. You know, that's a wonderful thing. It really is. But guess where most of the bodies are going? They're going to the military to test ammunition, to test protection systems for IEDs. They're going to the automobile companies to be used as crash test dummies. Now, personally, once I'm dead, you know, I'm in the Lord's side. I don't need my casing that I was given any longer. And I don't really care what happens to it, but some people are very sensitive about these things. And it's true that you don't generally get that body back once you donate it. So you can't have a cremation, you can't have a burial. And people are thinking they're going to go to doctors for study. They're going to go to medical research. No, crash test dummies. Sold to the highest bidder. True story. You know, and then all the ammunition goes to the government. What are they doing with it? And the funny thing is that the ammunition that the government is buying up is not ammunition that's used in any government firearm. That's the other oddball thing. So we know something's going on, folks. So they don't have to take our guns. They just take the ammunition. Very easy, very simple. Now, at some point, you'll get to the point where you're going to be willing to pay $200 for a box of 50 shells. Then they can bring them back on the market and just tax you that much. Make you get a permit for them. You don't need a permit for the gun, but you need a permit for the ammunition. Folks, it's tyranny. And it's war. We need to infiltrate from the bottom up. The only way we're going to solve this is to take over all the offices at the local level, then all the offices at the state level, and then take over the federal government. And it can be done. It can be done. But it won't be done by telling other people that they're losers or that they're thinking wrong. It'll be done by old-time politicians. It would be done by people who are willing to think for themselves, who are willing to talk and listen more than they talk and respond. You see, that's the key. When you meet someone, the first thing you have to ask them, you have to look at them. You don't know what their thoughts are, especially if you're running for an office. You're going to ask you, well, what do you think about gun control? Silent. Just stop and think. Then you look at him and you say, well, I'm curious what you would think about it. You know, there are issues out there. Guns are very dangerous. What do you think about it? See, you reverse the question. This is what psychiatrists do. What do you think about it? Now you get their take on it, friend or foe. You also know how they're feeling. Maybe they are wrong with what they're thinking, and you can correct their path. And people tell me all the time, you can't do that. They're not going to listen. You know what, folks? You can get them to listen. You can get them to listen if you listen first. If you're rational. If you provide historical evidence. If you provide scientific evidence for what you're going to say before you open your mouth. Newsmax and OAN is just as bad as CNN and ABC. In the reverse direction. Can't take everything they say for what it is. Gotta do your homework, folks. So it went off topic a bit, but all these topics are related. The shortages, especially the ammunition shortage now, that all reflects with the control of the federal government, the control of the world government. And I'm going to emphasize world government. We're going to go into that again on a later podcast. To control, definitely of the deep state, if you want to call it that. Deep state is a great term, but it's a very vague term. There are puppet controls at the top somewhere. We don't know who they are. There are the controllers. There's the Vatican. There's the British Crown. There's the bankers. But their strings are being pulled because they're all being pulled in unison. And they never agree with each other. But those strings are being pulled to unite the world in a very dangerous way. Those strings are being pulled for a unified control. For a full monitoring of civilization worldwide, just like the Chinese are doing. Monetized currency, digital currency, replacing paper money. So you can monitor every sale, every purchase, every trace of where any money goes. Which is why I don't like cryptocurrency that's not controlled by any government, because they don't have control over it. This is where it's headed, folks. I implore you to speak to everyone you know. Listen to them. Talk to them. Ask them what they think. And hear what they have to say. Because one by one, if every person changes just one other person, we have 140 million people instead of 70 million people that are for a non-politician, for non-political system. We can do it. Wow, the Bewitching Hour comes very fast every Thursday. I hope you enjoy these podcasts. If you don't, hey, post me a thing and say, hey, I don't like your podcast if you don't like them. If you like them, say, hey, these are great podcasts. I'm here to educate and also entertain. And we need your opinion and feedback. Feel free. Easy to find me. Got my name, Andrew Schechter. You can email me at andrew@schechter.com. You can email EA Media any comments you have on the podcast. We're on topics for the podcast. Feel free. We're here for you. We're listening. And we hope you are too. So thank you again for staying with us tonight and staying with me tonight on another edition of Politically Incorrect with Andrew Schechter. Say goodnight, everyone. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And we'll see you again same time next Thursday. Thanks for a wonderful comment, Joanne. You have a great evening, too. And good night, everybody. Good night from Politically Incorrect.